So now the last sound clip for lecture 7, the second lecture on credit risk. I'm on page 25 of lecture 7. And this is a new mixed binomial model, the second mixed binomial model. And that is when you have a logic normal distribution as a mixing distribution. And that means that P of Z, this probability in the conditional probability in the binomial model has a logic normal distribution. And the logic distribution is given by the expression in the first bullet point. That is, you let P of capital Z equals 1 over 1 plus e to the minus P of Z equals 1 over 1 plus e to the minus mu plus sigma C, where Z has a standard normal distribution. So you can at once see that this thing it belongs to 0, 1. If C is very large, then the x function becomes very small, so you get close to 1, and if z tends to sort of goes to infinity, then you get 1. On the other hand, if c is very small, then the exponential function becomes very large, so you get closer and closer to 0, but always positive. So you can see that this logic normal distribution is supported by 0, 1. It only takes values in the interval 0, 1. You can also, in bullet point 2, you can compute the inverse of this function, little p, and you get the formula. It's straightforward. You should perhaps do it as an exercise. And this is needed when you want to have the distribution function f of x, which is sort of the core distribution function, what's used in the large probability portfolio approximation. And this is given in the last bullet point, that is f of x. Well, that's a probability that p of z is less than or equal to x. And that, of course, this probability is, of course, equal to the probability that z is less than or equal to p minus 1 of x. So f of x is the probability that z is less than or equal to p minus 1 of x. And if you have a logic normal distribution, then you get the f of x as the probability of z less than or equal to p minus 1 of x. It's just the interval from minus infinity to p minus 1 of x of a normal density. So it's the normal distribution function taken at the point p minus 1 of x, with p minus 1 of x in 29, and then n, as I said, the distribution of a standard normal distribution. So this is something you need to know. You should go through this page and make sure that you understand why f of x has this form. It's quite useful, and it's not unlikely to come in technical project 2 or in the home exam. So maybe you should stop the sound clip for a little bit and see that you understand the last formula on this page 25. Okay, so continuing, we know from before, from calculations we've made many times before, that the probability that the fractional number of defaults is less than or equal to x converges to f of x. That is, we get the equation 30, that the probability that nm over n is less than or equal to x converges to n at the point p minus 1 of x, where we've again used a somewhat non-standard notation n for the distribution function of the standard normal distribution, and p is given in equation 29. The next bullet point says, if for this distribution, it's pretty hard to find closed formulas for probabilities, variances, and covariances. So you have to do it numerically when you want to use it. So this was the second mixed binomial model, which used the logic normal distribution. In the next lecture, we will study a third mixed binomial model, which is called the binomial model inspired by the Merton model. I think I leave the remaining pages, the page 27, 28, in this lecture 7 for you to read. It's just about correlations of the defaults in the mixed binomial models. So thank you for now.